Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is good when brothers and sisters can come together in unity. Amen. That is a beautiful thing. We'd like to thank you once again for tuning in. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. And we do not take it lightly for you joining and being a part of this hour. We thank you. For those who are tuning in, listening by internet, If you'd like to call in and participate, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And after you listen to this message, of course, you know we're on our regular schedule with Pastor Dawn Nixon from out of Long Island, New York. Amen. And she always comes with a word for you and for me. So make sure that you let someone know that she's on the line so that they can hear what the Lord has to say to them. And if they miss it, you can always go into the archives, go into Blog Talk Radio, and then pull up the archives. And you would type in, "We Can Begin Again," and you can pull up this message and share it with family, share it with friends. Amen. Isn't it good when we can be a part of sharing the word of God with someone who may be going through whatever they're going through? Because we know that God can't do anything but fail. So when we plant a seed or spread the gospel, that is a good thing. Amen. So we're going to move on forward. We're in Long Island, New York, and the next voice that you hear will be none other than Pastor Dawn Nixon from Long Island. Amen. And we're going to invite her at this moment.
Blessings to every one of you. I pray that you can hear me and everything is well with all of you on the line. And I am grateful for Elder Clay and Lady Clay for allowing me for these many years to be a part of this Bible study. And I enjoy my time on this line. And I'm praying and hoping that all of you are able to enjoy it as well with me. Amen. So there is a word from the Lord. Always God has something to say, even when I may not be ready. God is always ready. Amen. And so we want to have a word of prayer on tonight, and we pray that you are listening attentively, because whatever God says, he says it for our now. It is for our now. And so that we can apply it to our today. And so please send this link out or send this number to somebody and let them know we are on the line and there is a word from the Lord for them. So our Father and our God, we thank you. We thank you for another opportunity to share a word that belongs to you, to impart into the people that belong to you, so that we can activate what you have said to us, and so that when we are going through our journey, we don't go through our journey without you or without being equipped to do your work. And so we pray, Almighty God, on today that you will touch our minds and touch our hearts, and that, God, you will show us your glory while we are yet in the land of the living. And we pray that this word is rightly divided. We pray that someone hears it and that they are renewed from it. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed, amen and amen. We're going to be reading out of the gospel according to Matthew. I'm going to start with Matthew, the 9th chapter, starting at the 14th verse to the 17th verse. This is no new Bible, amen, so there must be a fresh revelation coming from God. So the Bible reads in Matthew 9, starting at verse 14, "Then John's disciples came and asked him, 'How is it that we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples do not fast?' Jesus answered, 'How can the guest of the bridegroom mourn while he is with them? The time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them, and then they will fast. No one sews a patch of unshrunk clothes on any old garment, for the patch will pull away from the garment, making the tear worse. Neither do people pour new wine into old wine skins. If they do, the skins will burst, the wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved.'" Amen.
Amen.
I want to talk about on tonight for a few minutes, containers determine content. Containers determine content. Whether we want to realize it or not, what we are nothing more than vessels of the Almighty God. And the vessels that Man. God made, he poured into. He's given all of us something. And all of us have become containers. Now, what we've got to understand, what God molded us and made us to be, we have options. We have options how we use our container, how we are going to be in this walk in life. The Bible says in Job 14:1, I'm going to read verse 1 to 2 and verse 5. It says, a man born of a woman is a few days, and those days are full of trouble. He springs up like a flower and withers away, like a fleeting shadow. He does not endure, but man dies and is laid low. He breathes his last and is no more. Verse 5 says, man's days are determined. You have decreed the number of his months and have set limits he cannot exceed. So what you've got to understand, people of God, is that God has already set a timing for your birth and a timing for your death. But in between the time of life and the time of death or transition, there is a time in between. And we have to know, what are we going to do with the time that's in between life? We have been given a short amount of time for our existence. And the older we get, I know there's some of you who are on this line today can contest to this. The older we get, the shorter it seems it becomes. Not just the days, but the hours and minutes seem as if they are flying by. You know, I'm just thinking, we are just walked into a new year, and here we are just days away from March, the third month of the year. And I know it's not just me, but I'm asking myself the question, where did time go? I don't know if it's because when we were younger, we rushed our time through. Because there were times as a younger woman or young lady or child, there were times where I could not wait to get to a certain age. Because I thought at a certain age, I would be able to do what I wanted to do, and I wouldn't have to hear nothing from nobody, and nobody could tell me what to do. Oh, my God. Can we bring back the days of when I wasn't, or I didn't have to be responsible? You know, it seems as if responsibility speeds up the time for us. I'm not sure if it's responsibility or what it is, but it seems that the day that I had responsibility, time just started flying by. But I had to ask myself the question, in the time that I have been given, what am I allowing myself to retrieve? What am I allowing myself to have put inside of me? Now, there are some things that when we get older, we just cannot contain or retain, because some things that are done today is not that it's not a part of who God is or what God is doing. It's just not a part of what I know. And so when we see a lot of older saints who can't get with some of the stuff that the newer saints are doing, they cannot understand it or retain it, because to them that don't look like God. Why doesn't it look like God? Because we don't know God this way. And so a lot of times we may not understand what God is doing in this season, it does not mean it's not God. And I'm not talking about everything, but there's something mm-hmm. that God is doing in this time that he did not do in the time of the older saints, because the mm-hmm. mindset and the era was different. I'm trying to help somebody today. So when we try to pour this mentality or the things that we were taught were not God, y'all hear me clearly, but did not back up with the Bible, we were just taught that it was not God because it was something that brought us in line, because that's what they learned. And a lot of things we did not call or say that wasn't God does not mean it was not God. It was just how we did things in our culture. So we've got to understand, we've got to learn how to determine what's the difference between culture and what's the difference between God's divine word. Okay? So
Amen.
There are some things that we do now that we would not have done in 1979. There are some things that we do now. You know, we couldn't, you know, some old school churches, and I'm not putting this on anybody else. This is just how it was done. And there are some churches who are still doing that, and if that's where you are and that's what your church does, I'm not knocking it. What I'm saying to you is that the church of yesterday, they didn't believe in permanent hair, pressing their hair. They didn't believe in red nail polish. They didn't believe in pants in church. So there are a lot of things that we can see that was different in the structure of the old school and in the new school. So what you've got to understand, when you've been raised all your life and you were taught that women should not wear pants and that women should not wear this makeup, because a lot of times it was brought about that you couldn't wear makeup because Jezebel wore makeup. What we got to understand was Jezebel wore paint. In other words, she wore paint to disguise herself, not to enhance herself. So there was a difference. And so when we understand the difference between what Scripture was saying and what things are being done today, so we can understand that's what they were taught. So to try to pour that into someone who was taught that in old school, it's just like us trying to take new wine and trying to pour it in an old wineskin bottle. And we've got to understand that for them, that's the God they knew. That's how God was presented to them. But we've got to understand that when we base Scripture on things of today, some of those things that we were taught were not necessarily wrong. And it could have been wrong for the day. Y'all hear me? It could have been wrong for that day because of how people were growing up and how their mindset and how they viewed God from how people view God today. It does not mean this is right and this is wrong. What it means is, I know God in this way according to Scripture. You knew God in that way according to the Scripture. Watch, it's the same Scripture, but we had our minds, or our limited minds, were at a place where we were, and we did not make, we may not have understood the revelation or the word or how the Scripture was being meant in the content. But what I want you to understand, and I'm not going to dwell there, but what I'm going to say to you is that there are some things that we cannot contain that we may not understand does not mean it's not God, all right? So we've got to understand that the day that we're in, we've got to make sure that what are we going to do with what God has given us? The container that God has given us, are we going to pour a bunch of garbage in it? Are we going to pour things that do not please him in it? Are we going to use it and pour self-contained things in it so that every time we are in a day where we are using through the course of the day, the only thing people see is what we are, and we never see the glory of God out of our life? So you got to understand that what you put in or allow to go in you is going to come out of you.
Amen.
So when people see When people see what's inside of you, it comes out of you. And you've got to realize that when we allow ourselves to allow God to pour in us more of him, we are going to release nothing but more of him.
Hallelujah.
But the more we pour into us the worldly things, we're going to talk worldly, we're going to act worldly, we're going to show ourselves to be worldly, to the point where if you carry God in your life, this is one thing I love about the old saints. Can I tell y'all about the old saints? When they talked about God, they met God and they saw, and you saw God in their life. My God in heaven. Everything they did, and I'm talking about the old saints, everything that they did had God's name on it. It didn't have our name on it in care of God. You know, because sometimes we think that we have to help God. And the only way God is going to get known is if our name is on it. I need us to understand that we've got this so backwards. This is my problem with the church of today. The church of today thinks the only way that God is going to continue to exist is if we, our name, is put there in front of God. Let me explain something to you. This mentality of the Lucifer mentality. Lucifer had the same mentality. We get praised so much that we don't realize that we're trying to take God's glory. We cannot take God's glory because he said, I'm not going to give my glory to another. How can the creature take the creator's glory? And it's amazing to me because it is the same thing that happens over and over and over again. It continues to repeat itself. Lucifer thought he could do it in heaven. They thought they can do it in the Old Testament. They thought they could do it in the New Testament. And they still, in the mindset, think that they can do it now. You cannot take the God's glory. I think I shared this one time before. I was with my grandmother some years ago, many years ago. I was young, just starting in ministry, and you know. And I told my grandmother, I'm going to a certain church, and she said, okay, I would like to go with you. They're gonna, because a friend of mine was preaching, and I was gonna go with her. She was going with me and everything, and I said, okay. Well, she got in the car, and we got in, we sat down in the church, and you know, and I'm sitting there, and as I said, my grandmother came with me. But by the time we got into service, when the bishop got up, he looked into the audience, and he said, is that Mother Griffin? And she just started nodding her head and smiling. And he started saying, Mother, I haven't seen you in so long. And I'm looking at her, and she's just sitting there basking in the praises of the Lord, listening to Bishop. And he's just greeting her over the pulpit in a packed church. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I thought she was coming with me. But the truth was, I was going with her. See, because a lot of times we think people know who we are, thinking, okay, well, you can sit in the second row and sit up in the front seat because you're with me. No, 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 no. I'm sitting here because I'm with her. And I was never recognized because nobody knew me. They knew me because of her. And so what we've got to understand is the only reason why you're known, the only reason why we are in a position that God has given us is because of God. So it's not that the people are recognizing you, they are recognizing the God in you. So you've got to understand what you're containing, what is inside of you, what you have retained in you is the God in you, and it's not because of your position, it's not because you are so wonderful, it is not because you have the fivefold ministry wrapped up in your bosom. It's because you are connected and you know who God is. And we've got to understand wherever we go is that God is not coming with us. We are going with God. And when we have that mindset and understand that we are going with God, we will extract ourselves out of ourselves. Somebody didn't catch that. We will take and extract ourselves out of ourselves. In other words, it will no longer be about us. We can no longer self-contain us, because sometimes we just full of us. We are
full
of ourselves. We're so full of ourselves that God can't even get into the container, because he can't get in when you won't get yourself out the way. We've got to
know how
to get ourselves out of the way. And when we allow God to fill us with him and his word, what is it that we have to do? When we are filled up with the word of God and we are filled up with the things of God, there is no more longer the question of us trying to fill our days with trying to be so successful in the natural, but we are trying to do whatever we can to make sure that the days that we have that are few in number and full of trouble, that we use the good days that we have to make sure that we are showing people God.
Yes.
To the best of our ability. So when we come to the place that we understand, people of God, that our mission from the time of our birth to the time of our transition is not so that we can get more of materialistic things, but we are in a place that I have to learn how to get more of God so I can release more of God. I'm going to say that again. Somebody need to write that down. I need to learn how to get more of God.
More of God.
What happens when the more I release God, the more God fills me up with him. The more, you got to understand, it's catch and release. Catch and release. You know, I'm not a fisherman, but I watch shows, and sometimes when you have fishermen going out to fish, they can only catch fish at a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is not the size or the requirement or even the season, what you've caught, you have to release. If it's not given in the time or the season that's in. So you got to make sure that when you receive the things of God, that you release it in the season. Make sure that it should be released. Because when we release the things that God has given us and shared with us, people of God, it's going to go not on deaf ears, but it's going to go into the ears of the people who are going to receive it. And in the season, you're going to see the growth of the harvest, people of God, hallelujah, because you've sown a seed. All right, so we've got to understand that God is doing something different in this day, but what he's doing with some of the young people, because they've learned how to contain and retain the things of God, watch this, for the day or the season that we're in. Full of God, please hear me clearly. We cannot allow ourselves to be so caught up in the way that we are in or that we've been in, that we cannot allow ourselves not to receive those that are out there in the world that need God. And just because they're receiving it different does not mean they're not getting God.
Amen.
All right? So we've got to understand they're new containers, but they're getting filled with new wine, new revelation, new refreshing of God's word, okay? So what you got to understand, with new wine, it also has to settle. It also has to mature. y'all, my God in heaven. It has to mature. So you've got to understand it is important that the old wine sticks around. Y'all hear me clearly?
It's
important that the old saints stick around because it helps the new wine mature. It lets them know in the season. My God, as the older you get, the more mature you get. Oh, my God. They tell me that wine gets better with time.
That's age. Yeah.
So you've got to understand that the reason why it's important to have new containers and new wine, my God, it's important to have it because what happens is they become, in years to come, the old wine and old containers. Watch this. And new containers keep showing up with new wine in them. And watch this. They continue to flow over and over. But if they are not taught and they're not properly packaged, people of God, oh, my God, if they're not properly packaged, then they are going to become contaminated. So you cannot allow. It's important. Some people say, well, they don't need us old people no more. No. The Bible lets us know. He calls the young because they strong, but he calls them old folks because they know the way. We've got to understand. That is why we have to make sure that we give instructions on what we need to do with the new containers. Watch this. It's new. And it's done differently. But the thing about it is the seasons or the timing of it does not change. The older,
amen,
the wiser, the more the wine is been in its position for a long period of time, the better it tastes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so we've got to understand that the older we get, and the older we get in God, my God,
yes,
we learn how to rest in God. We don't do like we used to do when we were younger. You know, we when we are young and we find ourselves in trouble or in tribulation, we're fighting against God. And God said, I'm trying to help you. And you know, it's just like a child. You know, when they don't realize that you're trying to help them, they fight you. You know. And you're trying to get them to calm down, and they don't know how to calm down because they don't realize that I'm trying to protect you from danger. And the thing is, the more you fight against it, the more danger you're putting yourself in. So I'm here as a guard to make sure that you don't hurt yourself, my God, because a lot of times we don't realize the danger that we're facing because we're in a place where we want to get to where we want to get to, you know, and we don't see the bigger picture of what's going on around us. We don't look at the complete of our surroundings. We're so busy looking forward. I got to get into ministry. I got to get myself in this door. No. We got to learn how to allow ourselves to learn how God opens the door, because sometimes when people open doors for us, sometimes they lock the door and we find ourselves locked up in a place we can't get ourselves out of. So you got to make sure that God opens the door, and the doors that God did not open, walk away from them. Because some things God is trying to help you, but we're so busy trying to get in this door because other people have been in that door. Or we're trying to be so successful in this door, we got to get in this door because I want people to know that I got God in me and God got a word in my mouth for this generation. No, he does not necessarily mean that he wants you to release that to that church or release it to this individual. You got to understand, because sometimes I've learned that's why everybody's not able to reach everybody. Why is that? Because sometimes our word or the what God has planted in us in our container are for a certain group of people to receive it. And there are those he calls to the masses. And there's some that he just calls locally. There's some that he calls domestically. There's some he calls internationally. But whatever pain holds, you got to make sure. sure that you release what's in that container to those that need to hear it. And we've got to make sure that whatever we have in our container, it is God ordained. Because we've got to also learn that there are some contaminated old containers and there's some contaminated new containers. And sometimes we think because the container looks old, it's more wisdom. No. We got to find out what were they doing while they were maturing. Were they spending that time with God, or were they allowing other things to infiltrate what was in them? See, you got to understand. We think because people have been in church all their life, I'm learning. People got gray hair, and they took them asunder. I don't know what they were doing in their time that of the time that they were maturing and gone. Because just because you're older doesn't mean that you've always matured correctly, or you've matured in God, or did you mature in the contaminated source that was within you? See, because we think, see, one thing I realize is that there are folks who are in God who are godly, and there are those who all ages and all sizes, all cultures, all colors, all backgrounds. So you've got to make sure that the person that is feeding into you, just because they've been in the church all the time does not mean they were in the church doing the things of God. So we've got to know what godly substance that we're taking. Amen? So we've got to make sure. I'm learning, people of God, that everybody who say that they are of God are not of God. Let me explain something to you. We have had wicked kings. We have had wicked people who called out and said, I'm a child of God. God, the Bible lets us know there are going to be many who call and say, I prophesied in your name. I healed in your name. And God said, I don't know who you are. And they'll be in their 80s, 90s. I know you not. So it's not about the age when it comes to maturity. How did we mature in God? How did you mature? Did you mature in God? Did you waste the time that you had from the time of your birth to the time of your transition? Hallelujah. But containers determine contents. I'm going to say it again. Containers determine your content. See, you got to make sure that your container is going to show what type of content you have in it.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to understand, you got people, church, and I'm dealing with church folk. You got people who are in church. They don't never have nothing nice to say. They always disgruntled, always causing discord, always causing trouble. Amen. And they in their 60 and 70. And you would think because of their age, they would have matured. But they never allowed their container to be filled with the things of God. See, you got to understand, when we are washed in the blood of the Lamb, we are washed through the washing of the water by the word of God. Let me tell you, nothing can cleanse you like the word of God. Hallelujah. That's why whenever Jesus had to speak to the devil, he always had the word back him up, because that's what shut him up. You got to understand, when he talked about the word, he could not buck up against Jesus when he started giving him word, because even the devil knew what the word was, and he knew what it meant. He knew he could not come against the word of God. Said this, and Jesus counteracted with the word. There was nothing else he said, so he went to something else. You cannot try and break the word down when he's using himself. You got to understand, because the Bible lets us know, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and this same Word dwelt among us and became flesh. So when the when the devil was trying to come against Jesus during his time of fasting, Jesus said to him, the word that the Bible says, man cannot live on bread alone, but by out of every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Did he want to offer him all castles and palaces and all these different things and all the mountains? I'm like, you, how you going to offer Jesus what already belongs to him? See, you got to let the enemy know. You can't offer me what already belongs to me. And see, that's the thing. The enemy thinks that he can give you what belongs to you, but you can't give me what belongs to me because we already know what you are. You are a robber and you are a thief. And you only come to steal, kill, and destroy. So we've got to understand we cannot allow the enemy to come and try to destroy what God has put in us. So we are the ones, listen, people of God, we are the ones who determine what goes inside our container. We are the ones. When we open our lives and we open our hearts to the things, and we've got to learn how to close our container too. See, we so easy to open it up, but you got to be careful because when you have God in your life, you got to protect the anointing of God on your life. I remember talking to my son because he plays the organ. I would say to him, son, you can't just go and play everywhere. You can't go play everywhere because you got to know where you're going, what kind of spirit is there, because you've got to realize as you're playing, and where you go. And people, God, we need to understand that. We can't just go everywhere we want to go. Because sometimes there are certain places, and I'm not talking about churches. I'm talking about certain places that we go or people may invite us to, and it may have that have the wrong spirit. Let me explain something to you. When God is in your life, you know when the spirit, something ain't right where you are. It that the Holy Ghost will let you know this is not a place where God wants you to be. And if your container is not strong enough to handle where you are, you need to go. See, sometimes you got to understand where we are in God. If we are in a place where we are weak and we don't have somebody else to help us, to bring us to a place where we're strong enough to handle where we are, because you got to understand, there are spirits out here, people of God. There are, and see, we can't take these lightly. We cannot take these demonic spirits lightly. You don't see a lot of people casting out devils like they used to back when I was, like when I was growing up. They had shut-ins, and they would come into the shut-ins. And that's when you see a lot of devils being cast out. And I remember as a child, they would give us children Bibles to hold on to. And if we would sleep, they would wake us up out of our sleep and hold it, and we would hold on to the Bible because we want to make sure that those spirits did not jump out of one person into another. Please, Sam, please, sir, those spirits are still real in 2022, and we've got to make sure that we got enough power in our container that when we open up our container, that there's enough power in our container. So when we open our mouth, that the demon will flee. People of God, it's just like, you know, when you open up your soda bottles, it gives off a sound to let you know, oh, no, that's fresh. That is fresh. That means the bubbles in that soda is going to be real strong. All right? So we want to make sure that when we open up our container, people can hear. See, you can't get quiet with the devil. Some things, you got to open up your mouth and let the devil know. You do not have, you got to have confidence and know within yourself that you carry the anointing of God. And when I call on the name of Jesus, he's got to flee.
Yes.
He's got to go. Because when I say what I say, I mean what I say. And so the devil has to know that he's got to flee from us. In 1 Chronicles 4 and 10, 1 Chronicles 4 and 10, I'm getting ready to open up the line. The Bible says, this is one things we've got to understand. It says, Jabez cried out to God, to the God of Israel, oh, that ye would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. We got to make sure that we are able to allow God to refill us. You have to ask yourself the question, do you have the capacity to carry the abundance? Asking God for a lot. We're asking God for natural things and we're asking God for spiritual things. But my question is, can we hold it? Can we contain all the things that God has for us? And not only that, when we do contain some of the things, are we distributing those things that God has given us to others? I'm going to close on this note. There's a young man, there was a man that would come, by my house on a regular basis, and he had an alcohol problem. And as the pandemic got worse, I would always save my bottles for him anyway. And he would just go and cash, and I would have like big garbage bags of bottles so he can go cash in. And I saw him about a month ago, didn't look good. He didn't look well to me. And the Lord said, every time he comes by, give him something. Give him something tangible so he can go get something to eat. Mm-hmm. By this time, I don't know if he was drinking or whatever, but he said to me, I just want to get some bottles so I can just get me something to eat. And so when I saw him, every time I saw him, if I had money on me, I gave it to him so that he would not hunger. And just on last night, I found out that 2 days ago, he had transitioned. People of God, you do not know what day or hour someone who comes through your path that you can change their life in some kind of way. And just before he left this earth, he said to me, he said, I just want to thank you. And he just broke down. He started crying. He just kept crying. He said, I just want to thank you and your mother because you always take care of me. You always, when I need something, you take care of me. See, that is a testimony that you, and then there's times where you want to do more, but you can only do what you can do. But you want to make sure that whatever God blesses you with, that you pass that forward to someone else. Because you don't know how their days are going. But you want to make sure that somebody left an impression on them, or you left an impression on somebody that they saw God somewhere. Amen. I'm going to open up the lines because there are those. We only got a few minutes. But I want us to understand that we have a God who blessed us with many things. And you may not have all that you want to have, but what you have been blessed with, be a blessing to somebody else. Because God poured in your container the contents that you have so that you can bless somebody else. God bless you, Elder Clay. I'm going to turn it back over to you, and you can have them open up their lines. Anybody have any questions or anything they would like to say concerning this?
I'd like to make a commentary. I like your presentation, fantastic Bible study. But anyway, you know, speaking of the body as a container and it being filled, and there are people who go to church, but anyway, they call themselves Christians. But anyway, they fill their containers with hate, poison. They have nothing good to say about anybody. And a tongue can be a very dangerous tool if not utilized correctly. Our actions can be very dangerous if not utilized correctly, because people are going to listen to what we say and what we do in concert, whether it be good or whether it be bad. when we fill our container, we want it to be of God's word, and that's our love and the practice of God's word. So we have to constantly self-examine ourselves and make appropriate changes. We want to be around people who are also practicing, because we're constantly learning, even to this very day. You know, when you start off as a baby, you're learning, and as you get older, you're still constantly learning. And nobody has all the answers except for God. But God is our guiding light as we travel that long and winding road. And also, you know, when we talk about alignment of doors and things we come in contact with, you don't have to necessarily take in poison. You can just rub against some poison ivy, and you're miserable. It's your choice to do it, to go into an area in which you know nothing about, or you see plants that look strange. But anyway, you start running through it, just by association with that poison ivy, you're sick, and you're not very comfortable. And your clothes, the people you come in contact with, they're going to be contaminated. So we want to, cleanse ourselves and demonstrate and practice God's word, and especially that of love towards other people. And be careful about what you say, because our life is limited. And when we're born to when we make our transition, and the difference we can make in a person's life, and we never know when we're going to go. But anyway, a sense of positivity in God's word is ultimately spreading the gospel. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. Anyone else? And I was saying to you, as I was saying to you before, we have to be careful where we allow ourselves to go, because you can start off with your container just as clean and pure. But in transport, you can find out that your container can get contaminated. So that's why if we're not capable of overpowering or going places where we know that we, have issues with and different things like that, there's some places you can't go until you are strong enough or you've been delivered from certain things. If you're not delivered from certain things, those places you shouldn't go, because sometimes we test ourselves and we want to make sure that we're going to do the things that God wants us to do. We've got to put ourselves in a place where we fill ourselves up with so much God that anything outside of God doesn't have room to get in. I'm going to say that again because that was good. We have to make sure that wherever we go, that we fill ourselves up with so much God that anything outside of God cannot be put in, because we're filled with so much God that it cannot get in. So we got to make sure that we are in a place that we're ready to receive the things of God for our lives. And not only that, but it's important, people of God, you are God's transportation. And what do I mean by that? You're God's transportation. Mm-hmm. You bring God wherever you are. So, you're taking God with you. So when you take God with you, you're the transport of taking God where he needs to be seen and where he needs to be heard. So yes. There was a song we used to sing in chapel. We are his hands. We are his feet. We are his people, children of our God. So we got to understand, we are the vehicles that God uses and the vessels and the containers that God uses to bring forth. That's why when we feed those who are hungry and we clothe that are naked, because we're doing it because of God. It is God who allows us to give us the ability to do so. Amen. I'm going to turn it back over to Elder Clay. I'm done. I hope that you receive something that will help you on your life journey from the time of your birth to your time of your transition. Please understand, people of God, in the middle of all of that, find out what you're putting in your containers, because what you put in your container determines your content. God bless you.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you so much for a timely word, especially during these times where there's a lot of false information that's being presented, and
Amen.
We have to basically watch what we are listening to and what we are saying. And I always truly believe that what we say is what's in our heart. As long as it's almost like a pendulum, you know, it's a pendulum. If it's going to weigh out, life is going to weigh out. If we do more of the negative, it's going to outweigh the good. If we do more of the good, it's going to outweigh the bad. So we have to make sure that we are watching who we are with and what we are entertaining in these days and times. Amen. Such a timely word. Thank you so much for sharing the word of God. You always bring forth something for the Christ to think about, and that's what we're here for. That's what we're here for, to be encouragers, to lift up the word of God and be encouragers. We never know who we're listening to, who's listening, and what they may be going through at that time. So that is truly a blessing. No, it was a blessing in our household. We thank you so much. We are going to close. Pastor Mixon, if you would just close us out in prayer. And again, we thank you so much for taking your time, you know, to share with the body of Christ. And we just pray that God will increase your territory and continue to bless you and your family and your camp and all that you do and all that you say in these days and times. Thank you so much.
God bless you. God bless you, Elder Clay, Lady Clay. Thank you again for this time. All of you who are on the line, who come on here faithfully, thank you, you and you. I pray that your journey through the rest of this year will be a blessed one. And as we go forth, that the container that we hold will be a blessing to others. So our Father and our God, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for the word. We thank you, God, for each and every one, because you are a God who changes lives. And we thank you, O God, for your gift of salvation. We don't take it for granted. But God, help us show someone else that gift of salvation has been given to all of us, and that we will share it with one another, that we may be a blessing. Amen, in this season, in this time. God, we ask that you continue to take our sisters and our brothers as we are going forth in this day. God, keep your hand over them. Keep your hand upon them. Hallelujah, so no evil may not harm them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Man, may God bless you. We love you. God bless you.
By the questions in my mind, I face the dawn.